The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
Let us begin Be'ezer Hashem, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Kal Lamed Beis, Shmiras Haguf Al Pi HaTeva, watching one's health in accordance with the nature of the world, with the systematic dynamics and mechanics that the Rebbein Shalom implanted in this world, by which this world operates regularly. And the idea here is that one cannot flaunt the system with which Hashem runs his world. The Rambam, in the first two prakim of Hilchos Deos, lists those approaches which bring a person closer to Hashem and through which he is mekayim the mitzvah of halachta bedrocha, following in the footsteps and the paths of the Rebbein Shalom. And surprisingly, the Rambam begins the third parak of Hilchos Deos with another one of those approaches through which one is mekayim the mitzvah of halachta bedrocha. Now let us examine what that is, as redacted here by the Kitzur in Os Aleph. Hoyel v'hayos haguf bari v'sholei midarchei Hashem hu. Since having a healthy, wholesome body is one of the drachim, one of the paths of Hashem. Sheharei i'efshar sheyavin o yeda dover b'yediyas habori v'uchayla. It is impossible for one to truly appreciate and comprehend the depths and the wisdom of the Rebbein Shalom if he is ill, if he is not well. So the Rambam is telling us remarkably that one is mekayim the mitzvah of halachta bedracha by maintaining one's health. Lefichach tzarech ha'adam, therefore it is incumbent upon one laharchik es atzmei, to distance oneself midvarim ha'abdin es haguf, from those things that are detrimental and harmful to one's body, lahanigis atzmoi bidvarim hamavrin v'machlim v'saguf, and to accustom oneself to those things and those lifestyles that are beneficial and therapeutic to the body. V'cheinu oimer v'nishmarta ma'oidon avshisechem. The pasuk says in Dvarim, and literally, simply put, the pasuk is referring to one guarding himself from avodah zara, from bowing to images, to idols. But the Gemara in Brachos tells us that when a pious individual refused to interrupt the Shmoneh Esrei and greet a Roman general who was riding by, that the Roman general reprimanded the chassid by saying, doesn't it say in your Torah v'nishmartem ha'odem avshoseichem, that one has to guard his nefesh, and if one does not guard his guf, he is not guarding his nefesh either. And then this is a mitzvah in the Torah. The Chazanish writes that one who is negligent with his health is guilty of shfichus damim. He is guilty to some degree of bloodshed, of murder. Sham Shurafal Hirsch writes in a letter that one has to realize that one's body does not belong to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the body to safeguard, to watch over, and he expects us to treat it well and to maintain it as needed. The Ber HaGoyla writes in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Chav Zayin and Choshen Mishpat that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Oved Hashem, he wants us to serve him, and he wants us to be in a position to do so most effectively. And when one neglects his health, he is saying, I'm not interested in Avodah Saborei. He is rejecting the will of his Creator. The Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra tells us that kol sa'or v'chol dvash lo sakri lo saktir mimenu isha l'Hashem. We are not allowed to bring anything made of yeast, anything leavened, or anything sweet with honey or sugar to the Mizbeach as a carbon. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes that this is a musar, especially for young people, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam is saying, I don't want those things that are tasty, that are sweet, the things that perhaps are most enticing or appealing to the palate. And just like the Rabbanu Shel Olam wants things that perhaps are not that appetizing, that exciting to eat, so too we have to take a lesson from that, that generally speaking, the foods, the nutrition, which is important to us, will not come from those things that are sweet and gishmak. And bulk of this siman and the kitzur will discuss the eating, we'll discuss nutrition, the foods which one eats, and the manner in which they are to be eaten, says the kitzur in Oz Beis. HaBoirei Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, blessed he be and blessed be his name. Bara Es HaAdam V'Chein Kol Ba'alei Chayim, created man and all animals. V'Nosan Boichoy Mativi, and gave him a natural energy, a natural heat, when warmth. V'Zeu Achiyah Shel Adam, this is what keeps a person vibrant, what keeps the body warm and active. Shim Yichbe Ha'ish Ativi, if the natural fire were to be extinguished, Afes Chiyusoi, one's life force would cease to exist. V'Achzokas Achoyim Hazeh, and what maintains and preserves this heat, this energy, while Yedei HaMachol Asher Adam Oichel, it is only through the food that one eats, and it's like a burning fire. If the fire is not fed continuously with wood, with fuel, the fire will be extinguished. So too with man, if he does not eat, that energy, that life force, can chas v'shalom be extinguished. Hamachol nitchan bein hashinayim. The food is ground, is crushed between the teeth. Umitzarev imitz haroik veyutach. And it is then mixed with the juices of the saliva and disintegrates. Umisham yoyred leitztumcha, from there it goes down to the stomach. Venitchan gamsham, it is ground up there again. Umisarev im hamitzim mitzaitztumcha mitzamar, it is mixed up with the intestinal secretions, the juices in the stomach, and the secretion of the gallbladder. The yutach disintegrates further. Veyispashal meachoyim, and is cooked. It is heated from the heat in the intestines, v'hamitzim u'misakal, and it is then digested. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch describes the intricate, amazing digestive system that begins with placing the food in one's mouth, the initial chewing, the saliva aiding in the chewing and in the process of swallowing, and as it goes through the various intestines and stomach. And this is a remarkable process that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created, enabled our body to do, but we have to do our part to assist in allowing this process to achieve its purpose and take its course most effectively. Ve'alzeh anu oimrim, says the Kitzur, bebirchas asher yotzar, one explanation of asher yotzar found in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Vav, regarding the words umafli lasois, he does wondrously, shenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu istateva ba'odam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, implanted nature in man, liver is teva machol, to select the good parts of the food, v'chol eiver moishach eilav mizernei haroiloi, every organ, every limb, will attract to it the food which is appropriate for it. The apsoilus, the refuse, nitchel achutz, is excreted, is removed and extracted. Shim nishar apsoilus besocho, if the part that's not beneficial will remain inside one's body, yist apesh, It could decay the yoveli dechayloy rachman alatzlan can bring to illnesses. V'lochein, being that one has to, one's body needs to digest the food properly and remove the impurities. Roiv brios aguf echoshosay. The majority of the ailments of the frailty of one's body, and on the contrary, one's good health is for the most part totally beikul amichel, is dependent upon proper digestion of the food. If the food is digested easily and positive and well, as a adam bari, then a person would be healthy. If the digestive system is not working properly, as nechlasha adam, man is weakened. The yochel lovely the stakana chas v'shalom, and he could come to danger, heaven forbid. So how do we see to it and do our part in the facilitating proper digestion? Ha'ikul ha'toyv, who writes the kitzur, the optimal digestion, im ha'machol einenu rav, if one does not eat too much, which he kal lehis'akil, and he should eat in moderate amounts, and eat foods that are easily digestible. Shim ochal ha'adam harbe, if one eats much, va'itztumcha malei, thereby filling his stomach, as kasha ikul, it is hard to digest, ki ha'itztumcha eino yochel oz lehispashet lehiskavitz karoi betive, because then the stomach cannot constrict and move about the way it is naturally meant to, the litchen is amachal karoy, and grind up the food properly. Uchamoy ha'esh, just like with fire, shem yarbu alav etim yosem yidai, if too much firewood is put into the fireplace, ainei boya yafe, the fire will not burn properly. Kamoy kein hamachal b'tzumcha, so to the food in the stomach. And to use a modern day example, if a housewife wants to blend food in a blender, if she overloads the blender, or if she wants to wash clothes in a washing machine and overloads the machine, the washing machine or the blender will not do their job. And therefore one has to eat in moderation, allowing for the stomach to act upon the food and grind it, crush it, and make it, turn it into a substance which can be transmitted through the blood vessels to the rest of the body. V'lochein ha'adam asher roitz lishmer b'riyus gufay, one who wants to safeguard his health, tzarech lizor shlo lecha rak kishpiyur beinoni lefi mezeg gufay, he has to eat a moderate amount according to his makeup, according to his nature. V'loy ma'at, he should not eat too little. V'loy kol savay, but on the other hand, he should not eat his fill until he's completely full. The roiv achaloyim abayim ala, the most illnesses that come upon man, einam ela oim ipnei machalim roiv, it is either because of poor choices in nutrition, oim ipnei shehu memali bitnoi, or because even if he's eating the right foods, but he's filling up his stomach, ve'oichel achil agasa, he eats in a gluttonous way, afilu mimachalim toiv. Hu shestome ha'amar b'chachmasoi, Shlomo HaMelech wisely tells us in Mishlei, Shomer Pivul Hashoyne, he who guards his mouth and tongue, Shomer Mitzaras Nafshay. So although Chachamim, Chazal tell us that this is referring to not speaking Lashon Hara, to one's speech, Shivim Panim LaTorah, and the Pasuk is referring to another safeguard, and Kolomar explains the Kitzur, Shomer Piv Milechol Machal Rai Milisvaya. He guards his mouth from eating food which is harmful, or from being overly satiated. And he guards his tongue from and ensures that he's speaking only proper speech with his tongue. The Omar HaChacham, and a wise man said, Ha'oichel dover muat mitvarim hamazikim, one who eats a small amount of harmful foods, ele mazikle, that will not be as detrimental to him, kemoi ha'oichel harbe midvarim atovim, as one who would eat much, too much of the of good foods. So the idea is that one should allow for the digestive system to do its job. Firstly, the doctors, nutritionists point out that one must chew his food well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us gums that have the strongest muscles in one's body. One would recall seeing a chair carried on a person's by a gum at a wedding. So the gum muscles are surprisingly strong, and those are the muscles necessary to chew the food, and they are to be put to good use, chewing the food. And most of the chewing, the pulverizing, has to happen in one's mouth, in the oral cavity, and not in the stomach. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with glands that secrete saliva, up to 2 liters of saliva in 24 hours. These secretions happen around 10 times an hour. And the saliva aids in the chewing of the food. It wets the food in that it can be chewed and pulverized into a dough properly. It also descends with the food into the stomach and intestines and protects the intestinal and stomach linings from being harmed by the food, and also aids the intestinal juices in digesting the food. So when one chews properly and does the blending in his mouth, he allows for the proper secretion of saliva to take place. There are 64 enzymes that are provided by the saliva. And it is better to not drink during the meal. It's recommended that one not drink for 20 minutes before the meal and not drink during the meal, because the water dilutes the saliva and the enzymes that are so crucial for proper digestion in the stomach. Continues the Kitzur in Os Dalet. Ha'adam b'ne'urav koyach ha'ikul shaloi chazak. When one is young, his digestive system is strong, powerful. He has a higher metabolism. V'alkein tzarech mazon tadir. Therefore, he would need food more often. More than a middle-aged man. V'hazakein l'chalishus koychoi. And a zaken is so much weaker. Tzarech sheyeh ma'acholoi kal u'ma'at bekamus. He needs to have a lesser quantity of food because he's not as capable of digesting it. V'harbi be'echus, but qualitatively the food has to be more nutritious. La'achzok as koichoi, to give strength to an elderly individual. Bimei ha'choim Nechloshim kleya equal menachayim. On hot days, the digestive organs are weakened from the heat. Alkin roy sheyia shiur achila b'meachayim, and therefore the amount that one eats on a hot day should be less. Pachas mi b'meachor, less than on colder days. V'shiur ruchach meharoyfim, the expert doctors estimated lechol b'moisachama, to eat on during the summer, rak shnei shlishim, 2/3, mimashir u'eichel b'moisachshamim, from that which one is accustomed to eating during the winter. Rav Shach would unfailingly obey his doctor's orders. Rav Shach, it is reported, would weigh himself weekly, and when told that he should have antibacterial soap and a sink to prevent germs from spreading in his home, he immediately obeyed. He gave the greatest respect and deference to his personal doctor, and would stop speaking to Talmidim and learning to go greet that doctor. It is a very basic tenet in the panels of medicine, shekaidem achila yiga ba'alicha ba'avayda, before eating, one should exert himself through walking or work, or nowadays this would be exercise, achi chamim gufa, until his body warms up, becomes active, till he gets the heart pumping through aerobic exercises and the like, v'acharkach yoicham, and he would then eat. V'zeu shenema, this is alluded to or hinted to in the pasuk, v'zeya sapecha toicha lechem, you shall eat bread with the sweat of your brow, which means with the body feeling active and warm, with some sweat. V'nemar v'lechem atzlus leisoichel, regarding the industrious woman in Eishes Chayil, the pasuk says she will not eat bread of laziness, alluding to, amongst other interpretations, that she ate her bread while in an active, vibrant mode. V'yatir chagurasa kaidem achila, and he should untie his belt prior to eating. V'simana, and this is hinted to in the pasuk, v'egcha paslechem. Avraham Avinu said, told the Malachim, I will take a loaf of bread. Ekcha Rasha Tevis Lamafreya, if you take the letters of Ekcha and read backwards, so they are the mnemonic for the following words, Hater Chagoyra Kaidem Achila, untie your belt before eating, thereby allowing the stomach to expand and give it more leeway in digesting the food. Paslachem, the next words in the pasuk, paslachem, is Rosh Tevis, when this time read straight. Pen tovay li dechayli me'ayim, lest you come to a stomach ailment. And the idea of heating up one's body before food is similar to the point of making having the fire in a high flame in order to burn up, and for one to burn up the food properly, to burn the calories, it is helpful if the body is already preheated, so to speak. Certainly to burn up the fat so that the fat not collect in fat deposits in the body, but rather be distributed immediately and used up, and the energy required for that is generated by activity before eating. Ubishas achila, and how should one position his body while eating? Yeshiv b'mkoyma, he should be sitting or meisel as alchmoyloi, or be leaning to his left, as we do for during haseva on Pesach. One of the reasons given for that is shema yaktim kana laveshet, so that the food not accidentally go into his windpipe, as opposed to the esophagus. V'achar achila lo yisnoyeya harbe, after eating one should not move about much, ki al yedeze yered hamachol min etzimko, because by doing so he may cause the food to leave the stomach, terem sheyisakel v'yazikla, before being fully digested, and that will harm him. He will not obtain the appropriate nutrition from that food. Ela yelech me'at v'yanuach, he could rest. V'loye tayol, v'loye yageya es atzmoy la'achar achila. He should not take a walk or exert himself immediately following eating. V'lo yishan achar achila ad shtei shoyes. He should not sleep following eating for up to 2 hours. Shlo yalu ha'ashonim l'moyach v'yaziku. The body acts on digest food for up to 2 hours after eating, and there are organs such as the liver and the gallbladder that don't work as effectively in breaking down waste, in disposing of the unwanted elements of the food. They will not work properly if one is sleeping, and thereby the food lingers and sits in the stomach and causes harm and sends certain fumes into one's body. So that is to be avoided by not sleeping or even laying, not sleeping for up to 2 hours. It is recommended that one not even lay down without sleeping for up to an hour after eating. V'chein ha-merchatz v'akazav ha-mishkol, to bathe, to let blood, which is something commonly done for health reasons in the days of the Gemara, the ha-mishkol and the intimate relations, enam tovim la'achar achila, those should not take place immediately following eating. Bnei ha-adam, says the Kitzon Ozayin, enam shavim b'mizgam, are not equally tempered. Yesh mishem mizgei chamet, at times you can have someone who's hot-tempered, v'yesh mishem mizgei kar, who's more cold-blooded, v'yesh mishem mizgei memutza. You could have an person with an average complexion, and the so too foods are different. One who's even tempered, one who has makeup, his physique is average, should eat average foods. One who's not, doesn't have that average, typical makeup. So if one is leaning towards one direction, naturally he should eat foods that are to the closer to the opposite extreme. One who's naturally hot-blooded should not eat things that are warm and more energetic, such as spices and ma'acholim shem tzatz karim chamutim, should eat colder, more sour or bitter foods. Umisha mizgei kar, one who is more cold-tempered, yoichal ma'acholim shem tzatz chamim, should eat foods which are spicier. V'chein yishtane ha-maychol afi ha-zman afi ha-mokim. Likewise, the food can change according to the time or place. B'mois ha-chama yoichal ma'acholim karim k'moy basar k'vasim u'gdoyim rakim mefrechet ha-negoylas. During the summer days, you should eat foods that are less spicy and will cause less activity in the digestive system, such as meat, sheep, or young chicks. V'gam ktsas ma'acholim chamutzim, sour foods as well. V'imei ha'kor ma'acholim chamim, during colder days you should eat hot foods. V'chein b'medina kor, in a colder country, in a cooler climate, you should eat ma'acholim chamim, hot foods. Medina Chama, and in a warmer climate, Ma'acholim Karim, thereby to creating the proper balance in nutrition.